This is The Record on KUOW Seattle. I'm Ross Reynolds.
I'm Steve Scheer. Today, state officials are meeting in Olympia to decide how additional regulations could protect Washington residents from future landslides. Over the weekend, a landslide in Maple Valley blocked part of the Cedar River, causing minor flooding in the area. Of course, Maple Valley is a long way from Oso, where residents experienced a devastating landslide in March. Peter Goldmark is commissioner of the State Department of Natural Resources. The state is considering new regulations. Peter Goldmark, thanks for talking to us.
My pleasure.
Last week, your department got a jump on a meeting that's taking place today and more tomorrow, announced new statewide regulations for logging. What are the new rules?
Well, the new rules will institute a new form and a new level of scrutiny to make sure that public safety is considered on or adjacent to unstable landforms. So we'll have additional review, and if there's any potential hazard, it'll have to be reviewed by a geologist. And if there is a potential hazard identified by the geologist, then potentially there'll be an environmental impact statement required.
What are some of the tripwires that will trigger a review at the logging site and around the logging site?
So we get about 6,000 applications a year. Of those, potentially 3,000 could be reviewed at the division level here in DNR. And if there is any concern about unstable slopes where the harvest is or adjacent to where the harvest is, then there will be additional scrutiny by a geologist. So we're being very careful to make sure that logging does not contribute to any public safety concerns. And I want to underscore that DNR will be going through a process working with the counties and hopefully acquiring additional scientific information to identify areas where there's risk to public safety, logging or not.
Peter Goldmark is our guest. So after the Oso landslide, you basically said it was too early to tell whether logging was a factor. What can you say now about the connection between logging and that landslide?
So it's still too early to tell. We are conducting a very thorough and careful science-based analysis of what the causes were. I think it's a very complicated process, and geologists, of course, are going to be intimately involved in this scientific review. So we just ask those who are interested and concerned about this to be a little patient. We want to make sure that it's a very thorough and professionally accomplished investigation, and we want it to be correct.
Well, fair enough that we should be patient, but these new rules imply that some additional connection is being seen. Is there a connection larger that you can say does occur between logging and landslides?
Actually, it's an additional level of scrutiny to make sure that there's no potential risk to public health or public safety, or for that matter, delivery to public waters. We want to add that extra level so that we are confident that we can tell the public that every step is being taken to ensure their safety.
Delivery to public waters? You mean when landslides go into public waters?
Yes, that's been an emphasis in the past, and we're continuing that emphasis, but adding an increased scrutiny around potential threat to public health or safety.
What kind of response are you getting from logging companies for these new regulations?
So we really haven't. There hasn't been any response. These new procedures were instituted on Friday. Today it's Monday, so I think it's a little early to tell.
But they didn't get consulted in these new rules?
No. These were instituted at my request to make sure that we're taking every step possible to provide for public health and safety.
What other regulations are you discussing today, and what might you consider tomorrow?
So the Forest Practices Board is meeting today, and there's a work session ongoing today. And tomorrow the board will go into its normal meeting schedule. And it's possible that the Forest Practices Board will take some action today. I'm sorry, tomorrow, but I think it's too early to tell.
You're also going to have public comment on those practices tomorrow.
Actually, there will be public comment today and tomorrow, and the board is hearing from an extensive array of geologists and others concerning the Oso landslide.
Have you got a sense of what that comment is telling you, indicating what the scientists say and what they think about these new rules?
They confirm that it's going to take some period of time and will be an expensive review before anything is is known about the cause of the landslide. And I think we're all interested in finding out what that may be, but it will take some time and some significant resources to complete.
Here in King County, we're about to start revising our map of landslide-prone areas. Do you expect anything like that to happen at the state level?
I expect to make a significant request of the state legislature to include extensive mapping using the technique or the technology called LIDAR, which is a very, very good piece of technology to identify unstable landforms. I think that should be done principally in Western Washington, where there's heightened risk to public safety, and I'll be asking the legislature for that help.
Will that mean increased budget request?
Yes, it will.
Do you know how much?
I have no idea at this time, but I've asked my state geologist to carefully look and see what that might be.
So given that you're having these meetings now, today and tomorrow, when and they're going to take some time, when will we see changes on the ground in the way logging is done in landslide-prone areas?
Well, we're already going to see that. The process that I asked to be put in place was it took place immediately, so we're taking very quick action. The board is unlikely to be able to move quite so rapidly because they have to go through process, potentially through adaptive management, which is a process that can take some period of time. The 07 landslides, if we can remember what that was like down in the Chehalis River Basin, it frankly took about 6 years for the Forest Practices Board to come back with a report, which I might add did not include any rule changes, but suggested this additional form, which we have put in place immediately.
Peter Goldmark, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Peter Goldmark is the commissioner of the Washington State Department of Natural Resources.